This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The campaigning for assembly polls in four states and one union territory have entered a high-voltage phase, with top leaders crisscrossing the states to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Cooch Behar in West Bengal today. Mr. Modi said people of West Bengal want a change. He claimed Trinamool Congress TMC syndicate is afraid of the rising support for BJP in the state. The Prime Minister said massive crowd in Cooch Behar proves that TMC's time is up in West Bengal. He alleged that women are not safe under Mamata Banerjee government. Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed rallies in different parts of West Bengal in support of party candidates. She held a public meeting in Bhavanipur Assembly constituency. In Assam, Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal and Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma addressed rallies stressing the BJP's focus on indigenous communities. Sonowal highlighted distribution of over 8 lakh land patas and pledged full implementation of the party's 31-point manifesto. Congress President Rahul Gandhi addressed rallies in Biswanath and Golaghat, accusing the BJP of failing to fulfill promises. In Kerala, senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a massive roadshow in Kozhikode and a public meeting in Ernakulam, emphasizing governance, justice and the NDA's growing support since 2014. Polling in Kerala is scheduled for Thursday. Across all states, parties are making a final push to connect with voters ahead of the elections. In Tripura, campaigning in Dharmanagar ahead of the bipoll saw a BJP bike rally for candidate Jawahar Chakrabarty, while CPIM and Congress candidates continued door-to-door outreach. The Election Commission has said that seizures related to cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements have crossed 650 crore rupees ahead of the upcoming assembly elections and bipolls across multiple states. The seizures include cash, liquor, narcotics, precious metals and other freebies aimed at influencing voters. In a statement, the poll panel said statewide data shows that West Bengal recorded the highest total seizures at 319 crore rupees, followed by Tamil Nadu with 170 crores, Assam with 97 crores, Kerala with 58 crore and Puducherry with 7 crore rupees. The government is making all efforts to ensure the availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas informed that delivery authentication code-based LPG deliveries have increased from 53% in February 2026 to 90% yesterday to prevent diversion at the distributor level. The ministry said that yesterday more than 90,000 5kg FTL cylinders have been sold. The 5kg FTL cylinders are available at nearby LPG distributorships and can be purchased by showing any valid ID proofs and without address proof. U.S. President Donald Trump today warned that he will strike Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the state of Hormuz remains closed to marine traffic. In a post on his social media platform, President Trump warned that Iran will be living in hell if the waterway is not opened. Meanwhile, Iran's military claimed it has shot down multiple U.S. aircraft near southern Isfahan today during a U.S. rescue attempt of a missing crew member following the downing of an American fighter jet. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru was 68-1 in 7.3 overs against Chennai Super Kings in Bengaluru when the reports last came in. Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. India continued its strong run at the Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. In the women's category, world champions Meenakshi Huda and Jasmine Lamboria stormed into the semifinals. Huda defeated Japan's Yuka Sadamatsu 5-0 in the 48kg category, while Lamboria outclassed China's Zhi Chen 5-0 in the 57kg division, ensuring the entire women's contingent will finish in the podium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.